could have happened yesterday practically at any school anywhere.
Absolutely. You know, it's a completely unexpected, unplanned. There's no way, you can plan for something like this. It's, as you quite rightly said, it could have happened absolutely anywhere. And it's something which I suppose any parent can understand, you know, because here was a parent picking up his two children at 2 o'clock from school and preparing to take them home, you know, and all of a sudden we're in the middle of a crisis.
It is a crisis for the family. It's also so worrying and disturbing for everyone who witnessed it. And I think full praise has to go to the VP there for the immediate reaction with the defibrillator and the expert attention from the medical staff who arrived on the scene. But it is still so harrowing for people who are witnesses to such an event.
Absolutely, Frank. And that's why it is important that both the school and the education authority now obviously prepare for the children returning today. There is specialist staff in from the Education Authority speaking to the staff in the school, not only about their harrowing experiences and trying to sort out maybe some of the issues that are there amongst the staff, but also trying to train them and prepare them for the children and the parents returning tomorrow who obviously witnessed this event.
It's unbelievable that a family's going through this at this present moment in time, and our thoughts are with them. And looking at texts and emails that are coming in as well, every family's visualising what that family circle is going through, and as a result, you feel a longing for news to come through that they're getting better. But when you hear the word critical used, you're always concerned and always worried. And when you look at the damage that can be done by a lightning strike, you do have to be prayerful for everyone involved.
Yeah. No, we're extremely worried and concerned for the family in question here. And of course, for the two pupils that go to the school. You know, don't underestimate how much teachers actually care about the children that are there. They're deeply traumatised by what has happened, and our thoughts and our prayers are with that family circle at this point in time. And I would have to say, Frank, it has been exceptionally good to see how the community in Ballymacash has rallied around that family.
Do you think there'll be steps taken now by schools to prevent children from going outside when there's even a threat of thunder and lightning? It seems like a drastic step, but because it has happened so close to a school, is that possible now that the authorities are going to have to impose some sort of rule that you never would have thought of?
I suppose, like everything in life, you'll have to learn from the experiences that we've all gone through here in Killowan. And I have no doubt that the authorities will look at this situation and see if there are any lessons that can be learned from it. But what I will say is the weather is, as you well know, Frank, it's completely unpredictable at times. This thunder shower and lightning literally started within seconds as the children were leaving the school. So it's not that it could have been predicted or that it was occurring and the children were leaving in the middle of it. It just happened as they were leaving. You know, so I don't believe there's any protocols we could put in place that would, you know, totally stop an event like that occurring.
Yes, and we should emphasise again the praise that has been directed towards the Killowan School Authority and the Killowan School staff in dealing with a crisis, because all of the children there would have been affected in some way, and the school needs to have that praise lavished towards them, because it was a crisis and they dealt with it very well.
Oh, very much so. You know, I personally can't speak highly enough of the staff in that school. Yesterday showed the professionalism and the experience that they have. It all came into play. And we also need to thank Laurel Hill Community College, where a lot of the children were evacuated to, and the help that they and assistance that they give as well.
Absolutely. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Jonathan Craig from the Board of Governors in the school.